May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Unusually, I'm not going to preach on tonight's readings, but I'm going to use a section from this morning's Gospel. I'm not going to read all of it to you, but just the following section. Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." I don't know about you, but this is one of my favourite passages of Scripture, although I must admit I came across it through the equivalent passage in Isaiah. I suppose that the section that has always caught my interest was that concerning bringing good news to the poor and setting the captives free. I suspect, though, that what will have captured the attention of those in the synagogue is firstly that the text comes from Isaiah, and secondly the line to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour. Not only was this a passage with which they'd have been familiar, but they would have known that in proclaiming the year of the Lord's favour, he would have been referring to the theme of Jubilee, and as a result he was speaking of releasing debts and freeing slaves. Today is Homelessness Sunday and the beginning of Poverty and Homelessness Week. I wonder who you consider to be homeless and where you lay the blame for it. In general, when we think of people being homeless, we imagine people on the streets, sleeping in shop doorways or park benches, under railway bridges and in hostels for the homeless. But there are many others who are surfer sofas, sleeping at different friends or wherever they can get a bed or a piece of floor. People living in squats because it's at least drier than being on the street. People who have to move into refuges to escape the abuse of a violent partner, whether male or female. People who regularly sleep in hostels, hoping eventually to earn enough points to go on the council list for accommodation. Families who are in bed and breakfast accommodation, perhaps living and sleeping in one room until something better comes along. And what is your stereotypical picture? Is it an alcoholic, someone who hasn't got a job? Are they bone idle, can't be bothered? They may be, but the frightening thing is that homelessness is something that could happen to you or I. Listen to some of these stories from Meg's Day Centre in Worcester. Miss S is 62. She looks forward to coming to Meg's for company. 3 years ago, she had a brain hemorrhage and was unable to cope with everyday tasks. Eventually, she lost her tenancy because of rent arrears. Mr. K is a man with very severe eyesight problems, and he was referred to Meg's by his social worker. His eyesight deteriorated after he was beaten up and kicked to the ground when on duty as a special constable. Mr. S is 66 and came here for work from Poland. He's currently living in a shed next to a warehouse where he currently works for £10 a day. Or Richard, who uses connection at St. Martin in the Fields Church. "I was living in Tottenham but lost my job working as a chef and I couldn't pay my mortgage anymore, so I lost my house." The homeless could be you and I. If you are elderly or registered disabled or have children as dependents, the council has a responsibility to house you in some way. But for the rest of us, whilst there may be advice, there may be very little other support. Losing your job, not necessarily through your own fault, but redundancy or contract work coming to an end, a business going into bankruptcy, perhaps not your fault, but others have not paid their bills, health issues which affect your ability to work, struggling to survive as a young person who's left the care of social services, people who've left the armed forces and are finding it hard to cope on civvy streets, or young people who've been thrown out of home because mum prefers the new boyfriend. These are all people who are candidates for becoming homeless in some capacity. The Church Action on Poverty campaign for this year is called "Can You Cast the First Stone?" from the story of Jesus and the woman caught in adultery. There are, of course, those in such circumstances through their own fault, either deliberately or through making unwise choices in life, but often homelessness in whatever form comes through a change in life circumstances and possibly as well as the emotional repercussion of whatever has happened, not being able to access appropriate services, not knowing who to turn to for help, and finding that the person you thought could help is in themselves another abuser in the process. So what does this have to do with the reading from Luke's Gospel? What Jesus is telling us, what he told that congregation 2,000 years ago, is that freedom, release, sight, wholeness, restoration and return from exile are all now available today because of the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Well, that in itself is an interesting concept. If you visit St. Stephen's Church in Worcester, you'll see that the east window has Jesus crucified as the central image. But above it is Christ triumphant, Christ with sceptre and orb, and one foot balanced on the edge of the tomb. What you wouldn't know unless someone told you the church history is that the chosen patronal festival probably came about because most of the worshippers would have been servants at the large local houses. The parish priest has the idea that this was about reassuring people. You might have to suffer in servitude now, but don't worry, because in heaven all will be well. I think the term pie in the sky when you die might have been the underlying attitude. But Jesus came for each one of us today. It's not about the future, it's about now. Of course, as Christians, we believe and hope in the gift of eternal life. But Jesus also came that we might have life, and life in all its fullness today. And as we have freely received, so are we able to freely give. Not giving in a way that keeps people beholden and dependent on us, but free that they too might be able to give and receive for themselves. For those who are homeless, that giving may be about giving them food and a bed, but it's also about helping them to access benefits that they're entitled to, helping organising work experience or completing application forms for a job, help to develop life skills, to be clean, or to find suitable clothing for an interview. During this week, you might like to consider what you can do to be part of the fulfilment of that scripture. How can we, individually and as a church, help others to obtain that freedom, release, sight, wholeness, restoration and return from exile? Two projects you might like to consider are the one that Marjorie works with in providing support for young people in the Black Country area, top church training. Or Himali, our visitor from Tanzania, was saying that sometimes priests on retirement find themselves homeless. They have accommodation whilst they're working, but little finance and often no provision for their retirement. And they can end up sleeping in a shed, very similar to Sassy that we built a house for. So what can you do? What can we do? How can we help that scripture to be fulfilled? How can we say, this is the year of the Lord's favour? Father God, may we be a part of the call to proclaim the year of your favour to your people. Amen.